You're listening to Nia and Liv on the Nearly Pod. Happy listening.
Listen to this podcast on soundcloud.com and even iTunes.
We've been advertising the last couple of podcasts, so we'd like to welcome all of our new listeners, as well as our new subscribers on YouTube and our new followers on Facebook.
Shout outs a bit later in the show, and let us know if you want one yourself. And listen out for the amazing Denimfield calendar competition that's coming up. Yes, you can win one for yourself. Wow, I want to enter it. Can I do that?
I don't know.
I wish I could. Coming up on this episode, we have a new feature, Fantasy Celebrity Big Brother.
This is going to be so good. We're interviewing some huge celebs in our Fantasy Big Brother house, including Justin Bieber.
Our 13th Nia vs Liv.
Ooh, we know what this is going to be because we loved the last one so much. We're going to be doing some more celebrity rhyming. The 13th one though, will it be unlucky?
I hope not. Actually, if it's unlucky, then you'll probably lose because you're really good at rhyming.
Oh, yeah. And also, no, but like the 13th podcast and everything was going wrong because you poked me in the eye and then
That wasn't fun. Oh, God, I'm scared now. Girls on Film.
We have a quick roundup of all of the films at the box office at the moment and what's coming up soon.
Good news.
Love a bit of good news, don't we, Liv?
Yes.
Especially when Brooklyn Beckham's involved. Good news, Liv.
Yes, good news, Nia.
And we've had lots and lots of voice messages that have flooded into the Nearly Pod HQ. So we are just sorting through all of those and we will be playing out a mashup compilation very soon. Thanks for all of those, including a very, very lovely message from Warwick Davis.
We appreciate you letting us know the latest on your stolen caravan, Warwick. But first, what's happened with you this week?
It's been a crazy week, hasn't it? Feels like we have done so much.
Yes, we had a brilliant day out in Lyme Regis last weekend. It was so nice and sunny, but it was a bit windy as well.
Yeah.
A bit cold, but when you're in the sun, it was really nice. So we thought that we'll pop to the beach and light a big bonfire, but there was a bit of a problem, wasn't there? The pebbles on the beach actually started exploding and firing out of the bonfire like missiles. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was. It was hilarious though. That was my phone. Sorry. But it was really funny though because one actually landed in the corner of my mouth.
Yeah, one landed on my top and burnt
and
a
it,
hole
like,
into
yeah,
my
it
top.
Burnt me on the corner of my mouth. And so I had to flick it onto my coat. And then I was scared that it was going to burn a hole in my coat. So then I flicked it onto the picnic blanket. And then it nearly caught fire.
Oh my gosh.
But we still had to keep dodging those meteors. It was like a volcano erupting. But we did still manage to toast our marshmallows and record a vlog.
Yeah,
and then we had to evacuate the beach.
Yeah, it was like
we had s'mores though.
It was like because the pebbles would go onto us, and then I'd have to like flick it off, and it burnt my pinky finger, and then the one that Nia like had on her. I thought it would cool down like quite quickly because I don't know science. So like I saw it on there, and I was like, oh, it's cooled down now. I decided to pick it up with my thumb and my second finger into my thumb.
Index finger?
That's the one. And like I tried to pick it up and it also burnt that as well. And then I was like, I know, first aid, get some water. And then I put my finger in the water and it was okay. It was fun though. It was really funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And we went to the town and stuff and it was really nice.
Yeah. I wonder if it made the local Lyme Regis news that night though.
Probably.
We still haven't tested the Google goggles yet with 3D YouTube videos, have we? Let's make a video in a bit and finally get round to doing some scientific research.
Ooh, scientific. Ooh. Yeah, So look out for that video and others on the revamped videos page of our website, neelypod.com. Have you subscribed to us on YouTube yet?
You should.
You should. I checked our web stats the other day and they have gone through the roof. Our website now has nearly 400 pages. It's huge. We've got everything from podcasts, videos and cooking recipes to jokes, games and competitions.
We're getting around 20,000 people checking it now every month. So maybe leave some comments in the forums page if you like anything in particular. Because that would be good and then we'll know to do more of it.
Yep.
You're listening to the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Here I am, standing in my home.
Welcome to our new feature, Fantasy Celebrity Big Brother. This is going to be good, so let's have a countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have enjoyed watching bits of Celebrity Big Brother at the moment, but David Guest turned out to be a bit boring, didn't he? Not worth the £500,000 they paid him, really.
Wait, they pay them that much?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I wish I was a celebrity to come and
play down. Yeah, apparently he just slept all the time.
Oh my gosh, I would do that though. It's like, gonna go to a house, gonna maybe do challenges, let's just sleep.
Yeah.
Let's just sleep for. It was all a bit uncomfortable when they told Angie Bowie that her ex-husband David Bowie had died. That Big Brother certainly milked that out for the ratings.
Yeah,
I saw it. And I came in and my mum was like, oh, I do hate that Angie. And it was because she had gone and told, is her name Tiffany?
I don't know.
I think she told one of them. And so like this girl had got all upset and stuff because she thought that the other David in the house had died of cancer.
Oh my god.
Cause there's a David in the house and then like she just said David, not as in like David Bowie. She just said David. And so the other girl was like, oh my gosh, wait, what?
You can't say a word.
Nothing.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
The other David was like in the room sleeping.
What, is that David Guess?
Yeah, I think so. He was just in the other room sleeping.
What did what? I do?
You told her that David was dead with cancer.
Yes, he is.
He's in there asleep.
Oh, David, my ex-husband.
She thought, yeah, and it was just like, no.
I just misread as suit yourself grumpy pants to S yourself grumpy pants. I almost said that then. I was like, ugh, yourself, grumpy pants, whoops. Anyway, this got us thinking and dreaming about who we'd want to have in our Big Brother house, a bit like a fantasy football team. So we've called this feature Fantasy Celebrity Big Brother, or FCBB for short.
And we're going to be interviewing our dream housemates on our main podcast for the next few episodes.
And in the house, we've got some huge celebs. So let's go over to them in the house now and have a quick chat with some of them.
Can I say this bit, Nia? I've always wanted to do Davina or Emma.
Go for it, Liv, and get ready for the cheering crowds. 3, 2, 1, go!
Day one in the Big Brother house.
Fantasy Celebrity Big Brother house, this is Nia and Liv. You are live on the Neely Pod, please do not swear.
Hello, guys. Hi Dan and Phil, Adele, Justin Bieber, Zoella, Joe and Casper, Jedward, Taylor Swift, Daniel Radcliffe, and the rest of you guys living in our fantasy house for the next few weeks, or months, depending on how it goes.
Hi Sharon, is Taylor Swift looking after you?
Like, she gave me a bacon sandwich once.
Bless her, she's a feeder, isn't she? And hello to Simon Cowell. Having fun, Simon?
There are moments in my life which I regret, and this may be one of them.
Suit yourself, Grumpy Pants. Chill out, Simon, and pull your trousers up.
So let's have a quick chat with Adele. Don't swear, mind. We know you've got a bit of a potty mouth.
Hi, Adele. How are you getting on with the Big Brother house?
It's going really well.
Do you like the trendy kitchen?
It's too hot for me. It's like 100 degrees.
Gosh, that is hot. Is it right that you're afraid of using the kettle?
To be honest, I got a bit burnt back in May, around my birthday as well.
Sorry to hear that, Adele, and around your birthday as well. And how are you getting on using the shared toilet, okay?
Yeah, it's number one still.
Okay, still number ones. That's good to hear, I guess. Maybe eat more bran at breakfast time. Now then, what happened this morning?
I'd woken up and I had a really embarrassing encounter with someone when I woke up.
Was it with Simon Cowell?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Bit harsh there, Adele. We heard that you did a great big fart.
Yeah, I didn't have time to put anything on and then a gust of wind come.
Oh no, naked farting is the worst. Everyone laughed, didn't they?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, but I had no one to laugh with!
Awful, just awful. We could smell it from here.
It was awful.
Have we got time for a quick chat with Justin Bieber, Liv?
Yes, I believe or so.
Let's go to Justin then. Hi, Justin Bieber. Are we paying you enough?
I'd say so. Probably a couple hundred thousand at least.
Oh, that's quite a lot. But then you are a superstar these days.
Yeah, I had my doubts. I had my doubts to know, like, am I ready for this?
Howdy, partner.
Yeah, you are. And you were made for this. Born for this.
I was made for this. I think I was born for this.
Yes, we just said that to you, copycat Justin. Now, you and Taylor Swift saw Simon Cowell without his clothes on, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. And I think what bothered me so much throughout all of it was, like, people magnify certain things.
Gross. What did you say to Taylor when you saw him?
It is a beautiful moment.
Nice. It's a beautiful moment.
It was kind of out of my control.
You sure you want to be talking about this live on the Neely Pod, Justin?
I'm talking about just really personal stuff.
Yes, we appreciate your honesty, Justin. We like your last single, by the way.
What do you mean?
We mean we really like it.
No, he means it's called What Do You Mean?
Sorry.
No, that's his other one.
What do you mean?
Exactly! And more about Simon Cowell, the exhibitionist, on the next Pain Podcast? And more about Simon Cowell, the exhibitionist, on the next main podcast when we talk to Taylor Swift about her awkward moment when she bumped into him in the bathroom. Literally.
Yes, and we might even get to interview Joe Sugg, Jedward, and Ed Sheeran, hopefully. And perhaps David Beckham? Perhaps. Bye then, Big Brother housemates. Back to your meaningless task.
We've left them counting grains of rice and couscous and sorting them into piles. That sounds like a great game, although I'm sure there'll be arguments soon about nothing. There usually is in the fantasy celebrity Big Brother house.
Who do you think's going to have arguments?
I think Justin Bieber and Simon Cowell. Because Simon Cowell will be like, oh, you're not singing properly. And he'll be like, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Your AWESOME for awesome, awesome. Totally.
So let's have a few quick shout-outs before we play this week's Nia vs. Liv.
A big hello to our YouTube friends, Nicole Naputi off of Cakin' It, Sophie Thompson, Donut Ella, Samara Coleman, Tia Davis, Elise Gaskins, and Ariana Lynch. Make sure that you check out their YouTube channels, they're great.
And we got some very excitable new Facebook buddies, and we're so happy to say hi to Grace Vetch, Ellie Marie Dent, and a big yas!
Yas!
They'll know what we mean.
Yas.
Yas.
Yas,
Queen!
Yas!
Oh, God.
Thanks so much for getting in touch with us and listening to the podcast. Great to hear from you all, so get in touch if you want a shout out.
Oh, and hello to our new SoundCloud followers.
These include our friend Charlotte Curtis, who's been so kind to us, and also Sajida Takushima.
It's like it starts off so easy and then it just goes, yeah. Sajada, Talki, Talsumi, Lisha,
I was like,
right, anime, 2, 1, 2, 5, 4.
Right, okay, I read Charlotte Curtis and I was just like, okay, phew, this is going to be easy. And then it got to Tokushima.
It sounds like a Japanese name.
Yeah.
Or Asian name.
Okay. These include our friend Charlotte Curtis, who's been so kind to us, and also Sajida Teki Tokushima, Elika Zoldless, Anime 1254, Golden Star, Ben Drowned Lover, Sambitious, and The Loco.
Let us know if we missed you out. Sorry if we have. It means so much that you're listening. And also sorry if Nia pronounced your names wrong.
Sorry. And hi to Millie123Awesome, our new Instagram friend.
Hello!
And do check out our NeelyPod Instagram account and follow us if you can.
Our name is just NeelyPod.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's like no hope for us. And now it's for the best bit. It's...
And don't forget that you can watch this on YouTube as well once we've uploaded it.
Yes, podcast. Just gonna stroke their heads. Stroking their heads. So just to say that we don't know anything about this part except we kind of do this week. Here's our instructions. They've just been handed to us.
Give them one.
Comic Sans, mate.
Comic Sans, yeah.
See that?
Comic Sans. Anyway.
So far, I've got 2 and you've got 3, Nia, so you're creeping up into the lead. This week, we thought we'd have another go at Celebrity Rhyming Game while it's still fresh in your minds and you know what to do.
Let's have a quick recap for our podcast listeners and YouTube viewers. We basically get a cryptic clue that we have to try and make sense of, and the answer must fall into a rhyme. For example, if it was 007 falls into a garden water feature, that would be...
James Bond falls into a pond.
Yay!
So good at things. So let's toss the double-headed coin to see who goes first.
To be honest, Liv, I think I've spent it by mistake as a normal 10p coin, and it cost a 5 as well. That'll confuse someone.
Oh dear, Nia. Well, you go first this week then, because I went first last time.
Okay. I've got the timer, and it's 2 minutes this time. Can you pass me the timer? And it says that we can ask for clues if we get stuck now, although this will obviously eat into our time. We can also pass if we need to. Here's the questions then. Wait.
Get the timer ready.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Radio 1 DJ, Scott Mills' sidekick, friend is a fader switching off the light.
Chris Stark, Afraid of the Dark.
Mara's Heart Skips a Beat singer puts up one of these because it's raining.
Ollie puts up a brolly.
The 2 comedian female presenters from Bake Off are sharing a toilet.
Mel and Sue sharing a loo.
Rapper husband of Kim Kardashian has a hairy one of these.
Kanye West, hairy chest.
Popular girl band with Perry, Jessie, Leanne and Jade are using these to eat their Chinese takeaway with.
Little Mix chopsticks.
Yeah. Famous YouTuber Felix Arvid joins James Bond to become one of these.
PewDiePie... clue.
He's the world's biggest YouTuber and his full name is Felix Arvid.
Oh, what a skip.
Mary Berry's Bake Off Buddy. Wait, it was PewDiePie Comes to Spy.
Oh, okay.
Mary Berry's Bake Off Buddy is watching Indian musicals.
Mary Berry?
Yeah, Mary Berry's Bake Off Buddy is watching Indian musicals.
Poor Hollywood watching Bollywood.
Casper Lee's roommate gives his famous YouTuber sister a big cuddle.
J-Sug gives a hug.
No.
Gives Dobella a hug.
Yes. Sensible One Direction singer is getting wet because he doesn't have an umbrella.
Harry Styles.
No.
Liam Payne in the rain.
Yeah. This couple of Celebrity Jungle Georgie presenters are going on a nice long hike.
Anton Deck. I don't get it. Pass.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Anton Deck. Going on a track.
Oh. I had 10 seconds left.
Woo! That was heated. That wasn't heated. That was not in like the sexual way. That was heated as in like, whoa, that was tense.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, that's
tense as in like. Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Chris Stark's Radio 1 DJ friend is taking tablets.
Scott Mills taking pills.
Okay. Uptown Funk singer likes driving these vehicles.
What's his name? Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. Wait, what was it again?
Likes driving these vehicles.
Bruno Mars. Driving.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
His surname sounds like a popular chocolate bar that we often give away on the podcast Chucky Competition. That doesn't really help.
Why are you wasting my time? Pass.
Bruno Mars likes driving cars. This annoying floppy-eared stank Star Wars character really smells.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks. Mm-hmm. Stinks.
Yes. Marcus Butler's ex-girlfriend has got bad wind and does a really smelly one of these.
Naomi Smart has a fart.
Yep.
Takes a fart. Farts.
Uh-huh. Yeah. X Factor judge, the Fernandez Vecini one, falls into one of these when she's walking along the pavement.
Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Falls into a pothole? Cheryl Cole pothole.
Yeah, that'll do. Kenneth Everdeen's boyfriend, something Mellark, is dishonest when he does his exams. He is.
Peter Cheetah.
Yes. Paul Hollywood's old lady bake-off granny friend is eating this red fruit.
Wait, what was it again?
Paul Hollywood's old lady...
Oh, Mary Berry eating cherry.
Yep. Joe Sugg's mate goes for a paddle in the water at the beach.
Casper... I don't know, pass.
Monica Geller, actor from Friends, is putting on a pair of these on her feet.
I don't know who that is.
Girl band singer Victoria Beckham has got nits.
Posh Spice.
Yep.
Has lice.
Yes. There we go.
Woo!
How much?
Oh, that was just You didn't say the ones that I didn't passed on.
Oh,
so
shall I read the... So which ones didn't you pass on?
I passed on...
You passed. Casper Lee is paddling in the sea. Courtney Cox is putting on socks. And you also passed. Bruno Mars likes driving cars.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks really stinks. Naomi Smart does it. Cheryl Cole falls into a hole.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yay! Who won?
Nia
got 8.
And Liv
got 7.
Oh no! I could have sworn you won. I could have sworn you won.
I was close though. I did good.
I could have sworn you won though. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, well done, you did so good! Okay.
Nia's winning by 2. Oh gosh, I have to catch up now.
Thank you for watching this week's Nia vs. Liv. Tune in for next week's Nia. Wait, the week after next week's Nia vs. Liv.
Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Okay. You're like, do you want a clue? And I was like, yes, hoping like it would help.
Yeah, really... that was me. I was like, can I have a clue? Magic. Okay.
Keep listening for the big Dan and Phil calendar competition. That's coming up next.
It's been a while since we talked about the movies, so we thought we'd have a chat about what's going on in the world of films.
What?
Instead of stop moving, I think you should have said stop moving.
so proud of myself. At the moment, Star Wars is continuing to dominate the movie charts and break box office records, taking over 100 million in its first month. Impressive work, Disney. I'm proud.
Yay! Other films you might like to check out at the cinemas at the moment include things like Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks,
Creed with Sylvester Stallone,
Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Looks a bit stupid, that one.
I would watch it
though. I want to watch it.
Yeah. Room, one about a woman who is locked in a room for 7 years. Sounds riveting, doesn't it? Not.
The Hateful Eight by Quentin Tarantino. He's going to come and shut your butt down. With Samuel L. Jackson in the Old West. Definitely going to be a bit violent, that one.
The Relevant with
Leonardo... The Renovant.
The Relevant. That's what, yeah, I said.
Revenant. The Revenant.
Revenant. Is that right?
Yeah, The Revenant.
The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. This one is a big one at the moment, tipped to win lots of Oscars. Hopefully he will actually win one day.
Yeah, but then you can't say stuff like, you have the same amount of Oscars as Leonardo DiCaprio. I'll miss that saying if he ever wins an Oscar. Mm. But one day, if he doesn't win an Oscar for this, I am going to win an Oscar and I'm going to give it to him because he needs an Oscar.
How are you going to win an Oscar?
By being a tiny bit better than Leonardo DiCaprio. And I can get one.
So that's a quick taste of what's out at the moment. But what about next week and next month? Yes, what can we expect, Nia?
Good question, Liv. We can expect some huge Hollywood blockbusters like Batman vs. Superman with Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, and Amy Adams.
I don't like Batman nor Superman, so I'm
no, it looks that. A bit rubbish, not gonna lie.
Yes.
And then we also have Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, Hail Caesar with the gorgeous Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson, Captain America Civil War with Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr., ooh, Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron and Robert De Niro.
Oh yeah.
X-Men Apocalypse with Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh, I wanna watch that now.
Yep. Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig. Zoolander 2 with Ben Stiller, Benedict Cumberbatch and so many big stars.
Wow, loads of massive movies on the way then, Nia. Phew, what a lot. Oh my gosh, I was on YouTube the other day because I'm just, yeah. And an advert came up for a new movie and it's a Suicide Squad and it looks really good, but it's probably like an 18, but I don't care, I want to watch it.
When I was reading out Zac Efron, so the other day I watched High School Musical and I really just wanted to yell, High School Musical! But yeah, I was just watching loads of High School Musical.
HMS. Oh my gosh, on Disney Channel the other day, there was a High School Musical reunion.
It's
HSM. SM.
HMS. HSM.
HMS.
But yeah, so I was watching High School Musical the other day, because, as you do, and it made me really sad when every time Zac Efron was singing, I just got reminded that it wasn't actually Zac Efron's voice, because he literally does no singing in the whole movie.
Yes.
So all of the parts where little Zac Efron is singing, little Troy singing, it's not him.
Troy, don't give up. And on Disney Channel the other day, there was a High School Musical reunion.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't watch it because my brother was hogging the TV and watching Adventure Time. And I was like, but I want to watch my childhood.
Yeah.
It was rude.
Yeah. Well, Adventure Time is good, but High School Musical reunion is better.
Yes. No. Oh, like the... I thought you said High School Musical is good, but the High School Musical reunion is better.
No, High School Musical is better.
I wasn't really listening.
One.
I was kind of reading.
The High School Musical, the first one is the best, though.
No, the second one's the best.
Oh, the second one is good. I don't know. I think I like the first one.
No, the second one's really good. The third one was sad because it was like the last one.
Yeah, but talking about sad things, it was really sad news about Alan Rickman dying off of Harry Potter. He played Severus Snape. He was one of my favourite characters and I loved him so much.
Yeah, it's like sad that he's passed. And it's also like, I can't believe David Bowie and Alan Rickman both died of cancer in the same week.
At the age of 69.
At the same week. It's like... luck is not on our side, on their side.
Oh.
Well, actually, no, Donald Trump is 69, so
hasn't
he died yet?
And I think one of my other favourite Alan Rickman movies is probably Love Actually, because I love that movie. I love Actually, that movie. Oh, so funny.
But of course he lives on with his movies and we'll be able to enjoy him soon in the upcoming film, Alice Through the Looking Glass. I always like love all the Alice in Wonderland films.
Yeah.
I love the one by Disney. I love the other one by Disney.
Yeah, I love the animated one.
Yeah, the animated one. The cartoon type one. It was like
my
favourite when I was little. Like
the same.
My nan had it like what are they called? Where it's like the big block and you like get out of the case.
They're like
it into the
thing. I know what you mean, the black block thing.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's got like tape in it, and then you just like
is it
put
like
it
a
in.
It's not a record.
No, it's not a record.
You're talking about a videotape.
Yeah, videotape.
A big black thing.
Yeah,
big black thing.
Right, because my nan, right, so she used to have one of the like proper things when I was little, and so I would go to her house and she'd be like, what do you want to watch today? So they'll be like, The Jungle Book, Alice in Wonderland, all these other ones.
And that was like my aunt. She had the first few Harry Potter films on record tapes as well.
Yeah, and like, so I would always. Oh yeah, she also had
Aristocats. Aristocats was like the best thing.
Like she had. Oh yeah, she had that on.
Yeah, my favourite Aristocats was always
the white one
with the pink bow. I always wanted to be.
Oh, what? May.
Marie.
She always used to have loads of different Disney films. She had, like, Toy Story. And I used to think, when I was little, I used to think that Toy Story was actually real. Like, they were real. Because, like, for that time, the animation was so good. Like, especially because when I was 5, I would believe anything. I thought, and also the beginning of the Polar Express, I thought that was real as well. But looking at it now, it's like, oh, that's not real. But when I was little, I had a very wide imagination. And also, and so yeah, Alice in Wonderland, I would always pick that out. Why? We went off on a tangent there, didn't we?
But Alan Rickman stars in this as the voice of the Blue Caterpillar, along with Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter, Anne Hathaway as the White Queen, and Helena Bonham Carter as the Red Queen. Sounds fab!
Wait,
fabulous, so like Sharpay's number plate.
Fabulous!
Fabulous!
Like, Johnny Depp was the Mad Hatter and the Disney.
I have had Mad Hatter by Melanie Martinez in my head now.
Yes, and Stephen Fry is the Cheshire Cat. Love watching him on IQ. I used to watch it like
IQ. It's a shame he's leaving. It won't be the same with Sandy Toksvig.
Who's that?
And now it is time for our weekly chocolate giveaway. This week it's a bit different again. Banter.
Oh! What? What's that? You're like, this week it's a bit different again. Banter!
I misread because of banter.
What did you do?
I misread because it's banter. Banter is not chocolate. And now it's time for our weekly chocolate giveaway. This week it's a bit different again because it's not chocolate. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Oh my god,
wait.
We used to do that in school.
Did you?
Yeah. And we'd be in the playground going.
This week it's a bit different again because it's not chocolate. It's even better. We have a spare 2016 Dan and Phil calendar and we're giving it away for free. Yes, it's completely free.
I thought I was going to burp then, but I actually yawned. And if you're an international podcast listener, you don't know who Jen and Phil are. They're big YouTube stars over here. Huge. But they're like also widespread as well, so you probably do know.
To be eligible, first you need to subscribe to us on YouTube and then collect the code words from our next four podcasts and rearrange them to form a sentence.
Then email us with the answer and we'll randomly pick a winner from a hat or a bag or sock or something like that.
So the first code word for fan week number one is...
Whiskers.
That is...
Whiskers.
Whiskers.
So don't forget to listen out next week for the next word and get subscribing to our YouTube channel. Thanking you.
Thanking you. Nicest news stories that are going on in the world this week, Liv.
Yes, Nia, let's have some good news. In fact, let's have some great news. Bring it on! Has Zoella been having help writing her blog? There are rumours that she's been using a ghostwriter to help with her blogging.
Oh my god.
That's not correct.
Yes, so apparently when she's been writing blogs, like for the first few minutes it says author, whatever her name is, and then like it suddenly gets changed to Zoella, and that's happened 4 times so far. So we don't know what's happening, so lots of people think that she's had a ghostwriter.
Oh. Well, it's probably because she's like really famous and she's got to be doing stuff like making videos that she
probably doesn't have much time. Leonardo DiCaprio has allegedly been spotted snogging Rihanna, but he managed to stop the photos getting into the newspaper.
David Walliams has taken to Twitter to tell the world that Britain's Got Talent fan recently asked him why Simon Cowell has a cushion at the show. People suggested he has piles. Ew.
Internet celebrity and Vine prankster Cameron Dallas caused chaos this week when he came to the Men's Fashion Week in Milan. But it turns out that a lot of people don't even have a clue who he is.
I don't like him. He's just...
He's a bit like Nash Greer.
He's not as bad.
No, he's like a not so bad Nash Greer, but...
Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby went to Ant's house off Fountain Deck after the NTA Television Awards the other night and played a game of Pie Face. We love playing Pie Face. Check it out on our videos to see us getting splattered with cream. That sounds really dirty, but I don't care.
The Queen is going to have a birthday party this year as it's her 90th birthday and it's going to be quite big. She's invited 10,000 people, but guests are being charged £150 each to attend. So we have heard. A bit of a moneymaker then, Mom. You'll be on Dragon's Den next.
Singer and YouTube star Troye Sivan has got hit in the face when someone threw a water bottle at him during his. Singer and YouTube star Troye Sivan got hit in the face when someone threw a bottle of water at him during his recent gig in Sydney, Australia.
Poor little Troy.
But that's the thing about being a celebrity and having gigs and stuff. You're going to have stuff thrown at you.
Yeah.
Like Justin Bieber did when he was like 13.
Yeah. The Spice Girls are all getting back together again to cash in on their 20th anniversary. However, Posh Spice singer Victoria Beckham has said thanks, but no thanks. And it's nothing to do with not being able to sing very well, apparently.
Chefs have... I'm so good at words. Chefs have revealed that the best way to get rid of your Christmas tree is to eat it, kind of. They've suggested all kinds of recipes such as Christmas tree pickle, spruce ice cream, and pie smoked cauliflower. Oh, that's weird.
Pine smoked cauliflower. Oh, that doesn't sound very nice.
No, I wouldn't eat my Christmas tree.
And it turns out the One Direction really are splitting up for good. None of the boys have renewed their contracts after all. And by the way, congratulations for Louis Tomlinson for becoming a dad and having a lovely baby boy. Good work, Louis, and we've enjoyed all of the baby memes.
Ellie Goulding and Dougie Pointer look like they might have been getting back together. They have been seen shopping in their local Waitrose the other day.
Dermot O'Leary has said that Simon Cowell should give his X Factor talent show a bit of a break for 12 months or longer. We said the same thing on our recent podcast, so perhaps Dermot has been listening to the Neely Pod. Hi Dermot, if you're listening now.
Davina McCall has put up a sign outside her house asking members of the public to stop weeing and pooing on the pathway. She's fed up with people leaving the nearby train station without going to the toilet first and using the pathway of by her house.
Ooh, ew.
That is ew.
Poor Davina McCall. English astronaut Major Tim Peake went for a spacewalk and took a selfie, although he had to rush back to the spaceship when his American colleague's helmet began to fill up with water.
Sorry, just a bit of thing about it.
It's not Major Tim, it's Major Tom.
Oh. Same thing. Where did the water come from then? Perhaps he wet himself.
They should have gone to Davina's house. Ba-dum-tsh. That's so funny.
Now let's finish off with a bit of Brooklyn Beckham news. Play the jingle, Nia.
Brooklyn Beckham has been spotted hugging a girl by a postbox on the street in London in the Primrose Hill area.
And other Brooklyn Beckham news includes his controversial Instagram photo where he posted a pic of some children with toy guns.
Oh my gosh. His latest photo shows him texting on a phone while wearing his Adidas cap. Good work there, multitasking, Brooklyn. That's had almost 400,000 likes already.
Ooh, famous.
Hello, you're listening to Nia and Liv on the Neely Pod. Happy listening.
Lots more to come next week.
How was your Blue Monday? Apparently last Monday was supposed to be the most depressing day of the whole year. How stupid is that?
Yeah,
we learnt about that in psychology. She was like, oh yeah, today is Blue Monday. And we were like, what's that? And she was like, oh yeah, it's the most depressing day of this month or year or something. And then we were like, oh. And then she was like, yeah, apparently it's just really depressing and everybody just feels down today. And I was like, well, I was feeling happy until now.
Aww. And on the subject of sadness, it's really sad about David Bowie, but my friends at school have all been arguing about how to pronounce his surname. Is it Bowie or Bowie? I think it's Bowie because he called his son Zowie Bowie.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me. R.I.P. David Bowie.
We heard on the radio this week that some people think Ariana Grande is actually a font on the computer. How funny.
Oh my gosh. I'm just going to put my font in Ariana Grande. If there was a font called Ariana Grande, that's what I'd use for all my work.
So
just be like, oh, I'm just gonna use a bit of Ariana Grande here.
Yeah, so.
And I heard that Friends stars will be reuniting to celebrate the work of the director James Burrows. People got really excited about this, thinking that they were filming a special Friends episode set years later, but sadly not. And Matthew Perry might not even manage to turn up anyway, so that's a huge disappointment.
Apparently, this last weekend, the lottery draw thing for, was it 30 million?
33 million, I think.
£33 million was done, and like, someone had their lottery ticket, but they had it in their trouser pocket and went through the wash, and sadly it washed everything off, like the barcode and the date, except for the numbers, so he couldn't cash in this lottery ticket because all the details in that were washed off except for the numbers. They could be fiddling it.
Yeah.
It's time for us to go now. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed our 14th podcast. and we'll talk about GQ's Best Dressed Men of 2016 soon. And here's our disclaimer. Thank you for listening to the Needle Pod.
We are sorry if we've offended you with anything. We didn't mean to. We were just having fun. Whatever.
And that's the end of our disclaimer for this week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was
the Neely Pod.